93.7, the river that goes deaf, Leopard Dog and Joe Show on Lickus and Win Wednesday. Coming up, more cash. Plus, we'll do another round of Lickus and Win, hooking you up with the ZZ Top, thorough good tickets. Tell me this isn't crappy. I think over the weekend, everybody saw Toys R Us. They're going to board up all these stores. And they're liquidating. You know, they're not doing a Chapter 11. I mean, this thing is done.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's sad to see this store go down like that.
Well, why is it sad?
Because I like Toys R Us. I spent a lot of time in there, actually.
Well, I forget that Digger's younger, so you were probably in there a lot more recent than I've been in there.
I mean, not necessarily just to buy him things, but for birthday parties. It's just easy.
To buy you things.
Yes.
Yeah. I have long thought that it was just a store that was confused, you know, a long, long time. I haven't been in Toys R Us. I don't even remember the last time. They were selling, like, strollers, and they were selling diapers, and then they came out with the Babies R Us. And it just, the store got really, really weird. Like, in the late 80s, early 90s, I'd go in there, and then when I had my son, you know, that was 16 years ago almost, it got real weird. And it never felt like a fun toy store. It was just a big box kind of weird, whatever the hell it was.
I disagree. You could drive around the little electric cars. Remember the, what do you call those things, Power Wheels? Power Wheels.
Yeah.
You know, you could ride bikes around and skateboards.
See, that was the other thing. Every time you go in there, the store was all torn up.
That's because kids play in it.
Yeah, but it looked just abused. It was all ghettoized. It was just torn up from the floor up. You'd walk in there, it looked like a bomb went off.
That's because adults play in it.
Yeah. So, Toys R Us is going to shut down all the stores. It's going to happen. And they're selling everything, man. They're selling the furniture. They're selling their phones. They're not just selling stuffed animals and games anymore. They're getting rid of, like, the desk in the back office of the manager. They're selling everything.
The windows out front, you know? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, they're selling it all. But listen to this. Tell me how screwed up this is. And this isn't just about Toys R Us. This is for anyone out there that's ever been part of a rewards program or that ever got a gift card. This lady, expectant mother, Sarah Milano, says that there's $340 in Babies R Us store credit that she's owed as part of a gift registry loyalty program that they called Endless Earnings, rather. And because they're going to close up, they've said, hey, coming up on April 19th, we shut everything down. You can no longer use these cards. She's not supposed to have the baby until May. And she's like, hey, come on now. You offered all this cash back, and I can earn cash every time I shop. I want my endless, what do I call it? Earnings. I want my endless earnings.
Well, $340-some, that's quite a bit of stuff you can get.
Yeah, and she can't use it, and they're just going to board the store up, and they told her, nah, sorry, you're not getting it. Or none of the mothers that are going to be expecting after you were going to get it. They're just going to take away the rewards and all the gift cards.
Oh, woman, imagine. And that sucks because they're going out, they're going bankrupt.
Yeah.
So they don't have money to give it to them. That sucks.
This is my point,
what
though.
What happens there? You just lose it,
no,
huh?
No, you get screwed. And I bring this up because I had a golf course by my house that I used to love to play at. Played all the time. This golf course knew they were going to close down. Okay, they knew this, and I knew this because they went from like 32 golf carts down to like 16, down to 12, down to 10, and there were some rumblings and rumors that they're going to shut this course down, and everybody knew it, and they weren't charging the carts. You know, you get out on the sixth hole, the cart's dead. You know, they're bringing out two or three carts to get 18 holes in. They weren't charging them. They were selling them off. Everybody knew they're going to sell this golf course or that something was going to happen. During Christmas time, they sold all these different people. They sold memberships, and they sold gift cards.
Really?
To these people. And
to folks, I'm guessing, that didn't know this.
Yes, to people that didn't know this. And they sold all this stuff, and then they shut the course down. And it's still shut down right now, and a new owner's going to come in. But it's not going to be an 18-hole. It's only going to be a 9-hole. So I think it's disgusting.
Oh,
when,
man, that sucks.
When people sell you gift cards or you got, you know, rewards programs, you have to honor it. And I think it should be a law that if you have a business of any kind and you're going to sell this stuff, it has to be bonded. Meaning, you have to have that cash in the bank and be bonded up to that amount if you're going to give these programs out. Because otherwise, people are just left. They're screwed. You can't do that. You can't just tell people, well, sorry, we couldn't manage our money good, so you can't have yours, even though we took it from you. That's not an answer. That's crappy.
That's hard to do, too. I mean, I don't know what bonded means. I'm guessing that means you've got the, you actually have hard
well,
cash
you're just,
to pay.
You have the value up to. There's guaranteed money in there. You're bonded up to that certain amount. You're insured.
I think I agree with you on this, because if you're a consumer and you're going to get something, or you're going to, what about layaway? I don't know if they do layaway where you go and you can pay a little bit. I bet you people lose product on that as well.
Oh, I never thought about that. A lot of people are going to buy a big fancy bicycle or a toy for their kid and hand it on layaway. Yeah, what
Some
happens
of that
with
stuff's
that?
Kind of pricey there. You can get one of those little playhouses, or, you know, I mean, there's just all kinds of high dollar items.
That's no way you treat people. They got to step in and do something with that, with the gift cards and these loyalty programs, or even layaway. You can't just tell people, you know, hit the bricks.
Why wouldn't someone buy them out?
I don't think anyone wants them.
I would think they'd be a big enough company you could salvage that.
If anyone wanted that store, someone would have stepped up and said, yeah, but they've just let this thing burn to the ground. Which is, it's actually baffling, but no one has wanted to step in and save poor little Jeffrey. No one wants this mess that is Toys R Us.
Think about this for a second, because when you mentioned this the other day about Toys R Us going under, I thought, oh, that sucks. And I started thinking,
yeah,
what other big toy store is there?
That's what's sick about this whole story, is that kids have now abandoned playing
there's
with toys.
There's not really.
There's not. They had a story on the TV over the weekend, and I forget the place. It's here in Sacramento. A lot of mom and pop shops, hobby shops, are going to start flourishing, and they're going to start doing more business, and they're probably going to get to grow. So what's cool with this is more small-time little toy stores, family-owned, are going to see, if in fact there's a market, they're going to see the growth. Because there is nowhere to go. I mean, hell,
that makes sense.
Do they still even have a KB?
That's just what I was going to ask you. There was a toy store called KB Toys, right?
Yeah.
I remember that one.
I mean, they had those out at the mall. At the mall, like back in the 80s, though. I don't even know if they're still around.
You know what? I don't know. I can't remember the last time I've seen an all-toy store.
I can't think of one.
You see sections in the big stores, the Targets and the Walmarts and things like that. Sorry, man. I got a little tickle in my throat. And the stores like that, but I can't think of the last time I was walking in a mall and I saw
like a toy store. Yeah, that's the shape America's in. That's sad. Kids
that
don't want to play
sad,
with toys
man.
Anymore. So, yeah, I just think it's crappy. You can't give people or take money on stuff and then tell them, hey, beat it. We don't have any cash. You can't use your rewards, or you can't bring your gift card in here. That's illegal. That's illegal. That's stupid that you could even do business that way.
Run them through the ringer even more when it's a new expectant mother.
Yeah.
There's never a more expensive time in your life than that.
Coming up, your chance to lick us and win. 12 minutes away, we'll give you $1,000. That way you could say, F you, Toys R Us. We don't need your gift card or any of your rewards programs.
That's solid.
Hang on.